Delaware Senator Tom Carper, the chairman of the Senate Federal Financial Management Subcommittee, part of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, says he's not happy at all about rollovers, the phenomenon of carrying over contract award bonuses, even though a contractor doesn't live up to their end of the contract.
Even when agencies do hold contractors' feet to the fire, they often give them second and sometimes third chances to try and earn profit despite repeated shortcomings. This practice, known as rollover, is meant to be used in limited situations when contractors aren't able to deliver for reasons outside of their control. Unfortunately, rollover sometimes seems to have become a rule instead of the exception. Not always, but in too many instances.
Chairman Carper says he thinks the sunlight of government transparency could help kill the practice of rollovers, which he admits is endemic to the problem, going all the way back to a 2005 GAO study on award fees.
After GAO had exposed the fact that the Department of Defense contractors were continually giving multiple opportunities to earn award fees, the use of this practice dropped dramatically. This has led to an estimated $450 million in savings in eight programs in which the rollover practice was once used. Perhaps this should be expanded to other agencies.
Jeffrey Zients, the White House Chief Performance Officer and Deputy Director for Management at the Office of Management and Budget, testified before the committee that new guidance from OMB, plus some additions to the Federal Acquisition Regulations, or FAR, could go a long way to stamping out the abuse of rollovers. Those changes to FAR are expected late next month or sometime in October.
The rules will provide clear guidance on the use of rollover.
Chairman Carper used the hearing to grill his witnesses on the impact that rollovers have had on their agencies, starting with the Pentagon's Shay Saad, Bill McNally from NASA, and Richard Gunderson at the Department of Homeland Security.
We turn to the issue of rollovers again, where contractors are given a couple of them, one, maybe two, maybe three bites out of the apple. And just to go down the lines, just to start with Mr. Saad, your agency's experience with rollovers and trending, is it less of those using that? Rollovers less frequently, about the same, more frequently in the last several years?
It's definitely trending to be less frequent in terms of use of rollover.
All right. Mr. McNally.
NASA's policy and practice prohibits the use of rollover.
And how long has that been the case, do you know?
I don't know. I'll have to take that for the record.
Since before you arrived, maybe?
Before I arrived, yes, sir.
Right, good. Mr. Gunderson.
I share the same concerns from the committee and the GAO with respect to the use of rollover, and I actually recently issued guidance which said it would only be used if approved by myself.
At the end of Tuesday's hearing, I spoke to Chairman Carper, who says now more than ever, it's time to put a stop to runaway rollovers.
The idea of agencies providing these award fees to substandard behavior, that should just be unacceptable. And the idea of making these rollover fees and giving contractors a second or maybe a third bite of the apple when they haven't measured up the first time through, that should be a decision that should be made at a fairly high level with an agency, not at a low level.
OMB is expected to issue new guidance and additions to the Federal Acquisition Regulation, part of which will address award fees and rollovers sometime in late September or early October. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.